Hi, I'm Amy Donaldson.
And I'm Jason Lee.
Listen to our free podcast, Voices of Reason, unless you enjoy screaming matches.
Nope, you're not going to hear that with us. You'll hear folks who may disagree, but seek to understand different views.
That's Voices of Reason on the KSL Radio app or wherever you find interesting podcasts.
If you missed the Dave and Dujanovic show today, Real Salt Lake owner Deloy Hansen is selling the team after some controversial remarks. Listen to the Dave and Dujanovic podcast on why I think the new owners keep the team in Utah. Listen live from 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
Dave and Dujanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's 2020 school year. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Well, we've certainly talked on the show a lot about mental health challenges facing students who are learning remotely from home during this pandemic. Here's what we're going to talk about right now. The mental toll on students attending school in person.
It's a big deal. Debbie, my wife, as you know, is helping out at our local elementary school. And she's out there during recess. And that was one of the things she's really noticed is a lot of kids don't have anyone to play with because they've been split up in their groups. And perhaps if your best friend has a different last name or you're going on a different day, now all of a sudden, who do you hang out with? And she's starting to see that kids that typically were playing all the time are just standing around kind of wondering what to do. And that's one of those kind of, we knew that was coming, but when you see it, that's when it really starts ripping your heart apart. So this different set of challenges, going to school, still dealing with the changes, it really looks very different. So how can parents help? An expert will join us in just a moment to really help us through this.
We've been brainstorming just before the show, thinking about some ways schools change for students this year. Dave, you came up with yours?
Yeah. Masks, obviously, required. Some students, like students in the Davis School District, separated from their friends on totally different schedules. And this is what has been difficult. Now, is there maybe an unintended consequence here that could be a positive where you've got to break outside of your little group that you're so comfortable with to make new friends? Okay, maybe there's some benefit there, but that thing doesn't happen overnight. So for the first few days, weeks, months, as you're trying to find new friends, that can be extremely frustrating. It can be very stressful.
Did you ever move during the school year? I moved.
Yeah.
In sixth grade, I started a new school all the way across town.
My junior year.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
And not having any friends. And that's what reminds me when the kids are separated into different schedules, Dave. That's kind of the feeling I got.
And there's a big difference between friendly and friends. Right? When I switched schools, everyone was very friendly. And I didn't feel bullied. I didn't feel outcast. I didn't feel anything like that. But I didn't have friends. I didn't have people that would invite me to lunch or to come hang out with on the weekends. It's very difficult that way. You can be friendly to somebody. That doesn't necessarily mean you have friends.
Here's mine. Kids know there's a pandemic going on. And they know they're now not socially distanced, that they're in class. My biggest fear when I went to grade school, which is going to sound so ridiculous given what kids are going through right now, my biggest fear was when we had an eclipse, Dave. My fear was that I'd accidentally look at the sun and lose my sight.
Yeah. This is Mr. Rogers, right? This was the very thing that Mr. Rogers built a career on. Was talking about things that maybe in our 30s, 40s, 50s we'd look at as being funny, but it matters to little kids. They worry about these things because they don't know any better.
And that's the pandemic is my son eclipse fear multiplied by a million, yeah. I think, for a lot of these kids. Should we bring on our expert, Bethany Monson Ford? She's a nationally certified school psychologist working in the Davis School District. Also president-elect of the Utah Association of School Psychologists. Good morning. That's quite a resume.
It is a fun resume. Thank you for making me have a highlight of the morning.
What are some of the problems you've been hearing from students that they've been dealing with?
You know, I love that you asked that. And what you both shared about your own families and your own history are similar As you mentioned, I am in Davis District, but when I listen to my colleagues across the state, it's the variety of emotions that students, and in reality, adults are going through, whether that's the teachers, the administrators, all the way up to the school boards. We all just have a variety of mixed emotions from this is scary, this is foreign. They do, as you mentioned, know it's a pandemic, and there's no playbook for this. So a lot of it is just more of the unknown of what's going to come. And that's fearful and emotion-inducing for all of the humans in the building. Again, whether that's the students, the parents particularly, or the adults working the schools. With that, the biggest suggestion I have for any of us, not so much for a parent, not so much for a student, but for all of us as humans, is to really listen to each other and hear each other out. No fear right now, no worry, no excitement is too small. They're all real for everyone. So hear each other out, listen to each other, validate your emotions or theirs, and then you can kind of start to problem solve around those. Really by listening and hearing each other's emotions is when you have that catalyst to what's the next step.
We really appreciate this conversation. Is there something I should know as a parent? Would it be common for a child to start acting out? Maybe, you know, not really being themselves because of these changes?
Yes, for sure. Beginning of school year every year is a bit of a challenge for school psychologists, school counselors, and social workers. It's kind of our normal to go over some of those types of behaviors. This year, that's amplified to the nth degree. Watching for behaviors in your children, whether that's any kind of change, it might not be as sudden this year because of the slow progression to beginning school. That's been a long progression since the soft closure back in the spring. But being aware of, are they having any sleeping changes? That's one of the biggest signs to watch for in all ages of children to teenagers is changes in sleep routine. Whether that's too much sleep, restless sleep, or not being able to maintain sleep. You'll also see some diet changes. And then, as you mentioned, maybe some tantrums. Sometimes anxiety does look different in younger children, and it may sometimes look a little bit more of that acting out, emotional outbursts, irritability. But it also could be just more of that traditional withdrawal. Or you could also even see some of those more anxious type behaviors that we tend to see of asking repetitive type questions, really checking in a bit more about what's going to be happening, asking those what's going to happen, why is this happening? And those questions are really challenging right now for us as adults because some of those questions we truly don't have the answer to. But it's okay as an adult to say, you know what, not quite sure on that, but this is what I do know and this is what I am going to do to support you.
Bethany Monson Ford is a psychologist in the Davis School District. We're talking about how to help our children if they are in-person learning and perhaps they start showing signs of worry or anxiety. Dr. Monson Ford, one of the things that I noticed with my oldest daughter was that she seemed to be fine in kindergarten for the first several months. And then after the Christmas break, when I took her back, she actually had a panic attack. And separation anxiety. I could hear her all the way down the hall as I dropped her off.
Oh.
Is there, I know, it just broke my heart. And I can still hear it in my head. So as a parent, is there perhaps a delayed onset that we need to be looking for with fear and anxiety as the school year moves on?
You know, that's a great question. And before I go on to it, my ethics are at play. I appreciate that you gave me a doctor title, but I only have an educational specialist and a master's.
Thanks for letting us know.
You're welcome. Coming back to what parents can be doing, I would definitely encourage this year and any year, really be mindful of those symptoms in your child all throughout the year. You mentioned, you know, that you noticed that and that came back in December, right after that winter break. My biggest suggestion to every parent around the state, every district is different, but all districts are going to have either a school counselor, a school psychologist, which is my degree, or a school social worker. All of us are here to support students and families, whether it's the beginning, middle, end of the year, any day in between. That's our job. So if you start to notice some of those things, please reach out. school psychologists tend to always fall under the title of go talk to the school counselor. Sometimes parents don't even know we exist. But now more than ever is when the three fields of school psychology, school counseling, and school social work, we need to be coming together because there are so many areas of concern and need for students. So my biggest suggestion is reach out. Call your administrator and say, I've noticed this. Could I set up a meeting to chat with one of those professionals? We're here to help you. Please don't be doing this on your own. This is a time where we all need to really lean into each other.
What a great resource. Thank you so much for joining us, Bethany Monson Ford, a school psychologist in my neighborhood, right?
Yes.
The school, Davis School District, you're working with my kids. So thank you so much for joining us. And Debbie, I love this conversation because we sometimes overlook the kids that just went back.
Hi, this is Stephanie Palmer, KSL News Radio Director of Sales, and I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Did you know that last month alone, KSL Radio had more than 200,000 podcast downloads? If your business is trying to reach more people, we can help. Let's talk about it. Text the word podcast to 57500. Thanks. Now get back to your show.